online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Four men have been arrested on suspicion of plotting terror attacks following early morning raids in Sheffield and Chesterfield. Counter-terror police say the operation was planned and intelligence-led. Sky's Home Affairs correspondent is Mark Wright.
We don't know much more than that, other than that this was a planned attack that police believe they have foiled. The timing of that, clearly over the festive period, is of concern.
US investigators have confirmed a train that derailed before crashing off a bridge onto a busy road below had been going too fast. Three people died in the crash near Seattle and more than 100 were taken to hospital. The service was the first high-speed train to use a new track and was travelling at nearly three times the speed limit.
KM FM News.
KM FM's been told around 27,000 children in Kent could miss out on free school meals under new universal credit proposals. Infant school pupils already qualify for free school meals, but potential changes mean parents on low incomes with older children will no longer qualify for the help if they earn more than £7,400 a year. Peter Grigg is from the Children's Society, who've done the research.
If we could get this change, it would mean that all 42,000 children in Kent who are living in poverty would get at least one guaranteed healthy lunch every school day. And you can imagine what a serious relief that is for hardworking parents.
A national consultation closes next month. A delivery driver's been jailed for 10 years for throwing rocks at cars in the Weald, leaving one woman with facial injuries when it went through her windscreen. 37-year-old Glyn Williams from North Street in Dartford targeted drivers between January and August in 2015. Guidance on sex education is being updated for the first time in almost 20 years. From today, parents are being asked what their children should be taught in sex and relationship lessons as part of an eight-week consultation. It was announced earlier this year that the subject would be made compulsory in all schools in England. The current guidance was published in 2000, and Education Secretary Justine Greening says a refresher is well overdue.
The world's changed a lot since then, not least some of the online risks that our children and young people face, whether cyberbullying, the huge amount of inappropriate material that's out on the internet, and of course sexting. We're working with people like Bernardo's and the NSPCC to make sure that we do it properly.
Emergency services have been called to a fire that's broken out at a garage in Ashford. It caught a light in Tufton Street next to the Phoenix pub earlier. It's not yet known how it started. You could be in for disappointment if you're hoping for a white Christmas in Kent, with forecasters saying it's more likely to rain than snow on the big day. Alex Burkhill is from the Met Office.
There is quite a bit of uncertainty regarding exactly what is going to happen on Christmas Day, just due to the potential for a system to come through, bringing some unsettled weather. The timing of this, there's a lot in question, but it does look like it's going to be a more unsettled day, not so wintry.
Well, the last time snow fell in the county on Christmas Day was back in 2001, when some was recorded in Goudhurst. And it was back in 1981 when snow actually settled in the county on December the 25th. One of the stars of a Kent panto is back on stage, but having to perform in a wheelchair after suffering an ankle injury. Ben Roddy, who's the Dame in Peter Pan at the Marlowe in Canterbury, was forced to miss half of Sunday's show after rupturing ligaments on his way to the theatre.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and Gillingham face Carlisle tonight in an FA Cup second round replay. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, the tie was due to be played last week but was postponed because of a frozen pitch and follows a 1-1 draw in the original fixture. The Jewels have made the trip up north to Brunton Park, and boss Steve Lovell is feeling confident.
Whatever team I pick up with the squad I got, I haven't got a problem. I know they'll all go out and they'll work hard and they'll give everything, and that's all you can ask. And I'm pretty sure whatever team we pick will be good enough to go out and get a result on Tuesday.
If they win, they'll face Sheffield Wednesday in the next round. Kickoffs at 7:45. Staying with football, and Manchester City can earn a League Cup semi-final place tonight. The Premier League leaders are at Leicester in the last eight and are unbeaten in domestic competitions so far this season. Meantime, West Ham are aiming for a fourth game without defeat as they go to Arsenal. And in athletics, world champion sprinter Justin Gatlin says he's shocked and surprised after sacking coach Dennis Mitchell over accusations he offered to provide performance-enhancing drugs. A newspaper sting makes the claim against Mitchell and agent Robert Wagner. Both men say they've done nothing wrong. They're being investigated by anti-doping officials. Gatlin's previously served two drugs bans during his career.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.